Chinese couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys, the Movies, and I have a huge, huge announcement this week.
You're coming out of the closet.
No, not true.
You're already out of the closet.
I have seen a movie that Kevin Carr has not.
That wasn't at, like...
Right, that wasn't at, like, Sundance. And also that was screened. But we also, I mean, we'll have that story for you in a little bit.
I think I have a more interesting story.
I don't know if that's possible.
You've derailed already. Usually I'm the one who derails.
Before we get into all that, let me tell you where you can get a hold of us, and then we will allow the show to corrode from there.
Okay.
If you would like to get a hold of us, you can go over to fatguysthemovies.com. You can get us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys the Movies. You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And if you would like to give us a call, leave us a voicemail. Area code 614-388-8735.
Do you have to spell out .com?
What?
D-O-T-C-O-M?
No.
Or is that the little period before the...
That's the period.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, you're confusing me. So what's your story?
Well, wait. Are we going to do a Biggest Reject Loser update? There's no news since you had your heart attack.
Right. We didn't play racquetball this week because... I was just too busy, and I didn't want to have a heart attack.
Well, yeah, and I'm going on vacation.
Well, so. Yeah. That's news. You're going on vacation next week.
And so you will have...
I will have Brian Gibson on the show with me.
You'll have the other fat guy coming in.
Right, the fat guy in the field.
Yes.
So that ought to be fun. We're going to talk about...
He's a scarecrow.
Right, we're going to talk about Wally and Wanted. Oh, Wanted. We should talk about the Wanted thing. We have a screening.
Sure.
Coming up. We have a very special engagement screening. And as soon as I find out my card here, we'll know where it's at. It's next Thursday, the 26th of June at 7:30 p.m. at the AMC Lenox in Columbus, Ohio. So if you're one of our listeners in Columbus, or if you're the one listener in Columbus.
And you know who you are.
You know who you are.
We don't.
We would love to have you out. There are passes out at
Video Central.
Video Central on Bethel Road in Columbus, Ohio.
So if you're not in Columbus, tough beans.
Yeah, if you're not in Columbus, but if you'd like to fly out for a screening of Wanted the day before it comes out, just to hang out with us, we would be really confused.
Yes, so. But that would be cool. And we are going to, and you will be reviewing Wanted and
yeah,
Wally.
We'll be reviewing Wanted and Wally.
Wally. Which,
please don't ever do that again.
My 5-year-old does that. It's very funny. Anytime he watches a trailer, he'll do Wally and all the inflections.
Right.
And then he crushes things and makes boxes and puts them around. And
wears bras on his head.
Wears bras on his head and plays with fire extinguishers.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to be a kid, you might as well be a kid all the way.
That's right. Climbs on spaceships, flies into space.
Right. Chases after iPod-looking robots.
Yes.
Because Eve does look like an iPod.
She does look like an iPod.
She's based on an iPod.
There's a little joke nod in the movie to Steve Jobs.
And there should be, because there should be a nod to Steve Jobs in every movie. I think we've discussed this already.
No, we haven't.
Steve Jobs is all that is man.
Okay.
He's right okay, up there with Michael Bay.
Okay, we've shown our cards at this point, and we know what turns Neil on.
Steve Jobs and Michael Bay.
That's just disgusting. Can we move on and talk to something less disgusting, like the Love Guru?
Like the Love Guru. Cool. Well, we'll start you off with a little clip. One of the movies we're going to talk about this week, obviously Mike Myers in the Love Guru. In this, Myers plays a Hindu guru who tries to help a hockey star get his mojo back in time to win the Stanley Cup.
The Toronto Maple Leafs will pay you $2 million if you can get Darren Roanoke back with his wife in time to win the Stanley Cup.
Ain't no connection between my hockey and my love life.
You are not allowed to fight anyone for any reason.
Looks like I'm going to have to shove these love beads someplace special.
Nice hat. I had a hat like that once. Then my mom got a job.
Rajneesh, I'd like an alligator soup and make it snappy. Because alligators are snappy, and at the same time, I want it prompt.
Ding!
And the clip is done.
There we are.
Now, this is the movie that I saw that you didn't see, and there's a story behind why you didn't see it, but The first thing I want to say about this movie is that the best parts are all the cameos in the film.
Okay.
Like there's a Stephen Colbert moment where he plays a sportscaster and he talks about Romani Malco's character is the hockey player, and he calls him the Tiger Woods of hockey.
Huh?
Wow.
Sorry.
You are just being mean to this movie, and you didn't even see it. So first, before I go in and tell all the reasons why maybe people would want to see this movie, because I thought it was actually okay, which is a huge step up from what I thought.
That's a stellar review. You're like, oh, it is the most okay movie of the year. 2.5 stars. Perfectly mediocre.
I think they should market it that way. The most okay movie of the year. Well, here's the deal, though.
It's not as bad as you think.
No matter what you think it's going to be, it's going to be a little bit better than that. So literally, if you think it's going to be the greatest movie in the history of man, you're the target audience.
So if you
but
if you think it's going to be so funny, you're going to laugh so hard you wet your pants, what's going to happen?
You probably yourself.
You can't say that on the radio. This is not the internet only segment. You're just getting back to me for last week.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways. So what if it's like if you say it's you think it's going to be as bad as a root canal? Is it going to be like
it'll be like getting a cleaning
like
at the dentist?
That's not a that's not a little. Would it be like a root canal and then getting a Tootsie Roll at the end?
No, like Jessica Alba in the room.
What's she wearing?
It's negotiable. Depends on how much you dislike the root canal.
Okay.
I was going to say something so much more inappropriate, but I think I've already derailed this segment enough with my vulgarity.
Let me tell you why I didn't see the movie. It's not that I didn't have chance
to. It's because
to.
God hates you.
God, no, God's protecting me. Divine intervention is keeping me from seeing this movie.
The non-Hindu god. No, the Hindu gods are protecting you because they're the ones protesting
you. Well,
there's
like a bunch of Hindu gods. There's no like actual like supreme
being. Is there a Hindu
being.
God of anti-Mike Myerism?
I looked it up, and I will, first of all, I admit I know nothing about Hinduism, so I'm...
Other than it's a religion.
Yeah, other than there's this guy stalking me.
Sending you emails about the love guru.
Yeah, he's demanding an NC-17 rating and all that kind of stuff. But what happened was there was a screening in Cleveland I could have gone seen the day before the one in Columbus.
Right.
But I was in Chicago for a junket. And there was also a screening that night in Chicago because I knew a guy at the junket who was going to go to it. But it was way out in the suburbs, and I didn't want to spend $50 each way for a cab ride. I was not paying $100.
So your cheapness plus Hindu gods.
I'm not paying $100 to see the Love Guru. I'm sorry. That's just
it's the most expensive disappointment ever.
That's not in the cards. And then I was supposed to see it like Wednesday night. My plane was coming in, but my plane was delayed.
Right.
And it literally, I'm flying. I could see the theater from the window of my plane. Huh. And I'm looking out there and I'm like going, if I could just jump out with a parachute.
You'd make it.
I'd make it. And I almost considered just ripping the emergency door open.
Right.
But I think that I might have gotten arrested for that.
Right. And there wasn't one of those cool gadgets like in Get Smart where you go into the bathroom, you push the button and it like creates an airlock. And
I did go to the bathroom and I was thinking about that.
Really?
While I was in the bathroom.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, that's a huge bathroom in Get Smart. Because this was like a coffin standing on its end. Excuse me.
Right. So, well, here's what I'm going to say about The Love Guru. It's incredibly uncomfortable. It was kind of fun. I will admit, just like Zohan, I laughed. It was really dumb, but I laughed. It kind of has an Austin Powers quality. So if you look at it and you say that might be cool, then it kind of rocks. And I say it kind of rocks.
Okay. I have to abstain because I can't even get a preemptive suck.
Even though we didn't tell you that we were going to a break, that was a break.
I'm sure you could figure that one
just
out.
Just in case you didn't notice.
Our audience is not that stupid, Neil.
And right before we left, I gave The Love Guru a kind of rocks grade. And Kevin, I mean...
I have to abstain.
He can't really say any either way.
I had 3 chances to see the movie. God kept me from it. So I'm going with God on this one.
Rajan Zed.
Rajan Zed
put a curse on Kevin Carr seeing the movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he got me all the way there. But
apparently, Rajan Zed didn't see the movie either. Paramount told him, oh, yeah, we're going to screen the movie, and they never did.
Yeah, we don't really care what you have to say.
Which is awesome.
So, but I will say it was a little bit of fun. it's a Mike Myers movie. What do you expect? It's kind of like Austin Powers. Speaking of movies that are kind of like Austin Powers, we've got another movie to talk about.
Yes. Kit Kitteridge. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. We had such a good rhythm.
No, we had no rhythm. You were stumbling like a blind man.
Anyways, introduce the next movie. I'll play the clip.
Okay. Get Smart. Steve Carell plays the legendary Maxwell Smart in this adaptation of the classic 60s TV show.
My name is Siegfried, and I represent Chaos. Over the past few months, we have assembled a stockpile of nuclear weapons, which we distributed to unstable dictators.
Now, with that balance threatened, it's time to turn to one man.
How do I know you're not Control?
If I were Control, you'd already be dead.
If you were Control, you'd already be dead.
Neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from Control.
That actually makes sense.
You know what's my favorite part from the trailer and the movie?
It's when he
throws a phone. The element of surprise! And the phone.
Well, that whole sequence, there's a whole sequence around that that's very funny.
Yeah.
That is very, very slapsticky. And that, I guess the one thing that I realized going into this movie and seeing the comments on the website and everything was people wanted it to be an extension, like a direct extension or direct remake of the show, and it's not.
Which is impossible unless you make it set in the 60s.
Right, and unless you like reincarnate Don Adams,
yeah,
because there's just nobody that can do that, you know?
Inspector Gadget could.
Inspector Gadget doesn't exist.
He was voiced by Don Adams, I think.
Right. Okay. Anyways, you can't recreate the magic that came with the first Get Smart show, but what I think they've done successfully is they've created a new version of Get Smart. And there's a lot of little homages to the 1960s version of Control. Like there's the car and the shoe phone is like they're on display at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
And I thought it was great. It's a great role for Steve Carell because it's Steve Carell being Steve Carell. It's basically Michael Scott, secret agent, you know?
Yes. Is that the guy from The
Office? The Office, okay. Yeah. It's Michael Scott from The Office as a secret agent.
Not as dim-witted, though.
Not as dim-witted. He's a lot more clever than you would imagine him to be. And I thought the movie overall was just a lot of fun and very easy to take in. And Anne Hathaway is smoking hot.
She is smoking hot.
And she's recently single, so.
Didn't her boyfriend get busted for, like?
Doesn't matter.
He had some sort of charity.
She's not with him anymore.
That's awesome.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
So she's very hot. And I also, Alan Arkin and Terrence Stamp.
Very hot as well.
Very, very attractive.
Extremely hot.
Yes. So, but you saw this movie.
Yes, I did.
Together. What did you think?
I liked it. This was one of those movies I didn't have really any expectations for. Because it to me, it could have gone either way. It could have been like really hilarious or it could have been kind of dumb.
Right.
But in seeing it, I like the fact that he didn't just try and redo Don Adams. He didn't do a Don Adams impression.
Right, because that would not have worked out well.
There's one clip in the trailer where he goes, "That missed it by that much," and that was as close as he ever got to actually emulating Don Adams. Right. Otherwise, he kind of made it his own, which you needed to do because it just makes it so hard. That's why the Pink Panther stuff never really quite works.
Because it's Steve Martin trying to do.
Well, Steve Martin, I thought, actually did kind of went away from, but it was still, Peter Sellers was so legendary in it.
Right.
That there's no way to do Inspector Clouseau without, you know, having to live up to that. So, right. And I did actually like, I was one of the people, I kind of liked the Pink Panther, but that's me.
You also like The Happening.
I like The Happening. So. And as did some other people. But anyways.
All five of you can go have a M. Night Shyamalan party together.
Whatever, man. You're a hater. You are a hater today. Neil Miller.
I'm not hating on Get Smart. I liked Get Smart.
Okay, you like Get Smart. Okay.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, but I thought it was a slow starter. The first half wasn't as good as the second half. And I'm going to say, if you're going to have a movie, and you're going to split it down the middle and make one half better than the other, the back half better be better because it ends.
I'm a big fan of the back half being better.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Anywho, Anne Hathaway and Steve Carell actually had very good chemistry in this, which I thought, having a heart attack? You're grabbing your chest.
No. I just thought back half, Anne Hathaway, and my heart just started palpitating.
You need to get in shape.
Okay. I also need to start dating Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens
anytime soon. I think the in shape thing is going to happen first.
Yeah, I think. you know, I think monkeys to steal a famous line, I think monkeys will fly out of your butt before Anne Hathaway comes by to show you her better half.
Okay. Anyways. Fair enough.
But Anne Hathaway was very funny in this with Steve Carell. They had very good chemistry. Yeah. And that's, I think, what made it work, because it takes a while for them to really get going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, it's not a perfect movie, but it was very funny and I enjoyed it. Yeah. And I, you know, it was not the best movie of the summer, but this, so far this summer has been kind of like, well, you could do a lot worse with even the worst movie.
It's just funny because Brian and I, we were going home from the Love Guru. And we're talking about how the summer just seems to be a summer of at least good movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything that's been really terrible. You know, obviously there's everybody that hates The Happening, which
most of that,
I will say, is just people who hate M. Night Shyamalan, because he's M. Night Shyamalan, and not necessarily an indication of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everything else just seems to be like, well, that was pretty good. That was okay. Yeah, it was good enough. And then, of course, you have a couple awesome ones in there. But I think there's not been a huge bomb of the summer yet.
Not yet. Well, Speed Racer.
Well,
bombed. But I like Speed Racer.
I don't think it bombed because it was a bad movie. It was just too long and it didn't serve its audience very well.
It was two movies in one. They could have split it in half.
So, but I will tell you one other thing I liked about Get Smart.
Yeah,
is it really does kind of have an Austin Powers quality to it. I know I mentioned that earlier, but it's more intelligent, smarter version of...
What are you talking about?
A smarter version of Austin
Powers?
There
is no way in God's universe that the Love Guru is smarter than Austin Powers.
Not the Love Guru.
Oh,
Get Smart.
Get Smart. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was a play on... You totally...
I got completely confused. I just heard the smarter and you mentioned...
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
But I also... Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as The Rock...
Funny guy. He was good. I thought he was funny in The Game Plan. He had a great cameo in Reno 911 Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy's a good actor. And the thing is that there's a story. What's interesting about the movie is they put this story to it, and it's a very predictable story. You can guess everything that's going to happen. But I don't think so people would be like, oh, it's predictable and it's easy to guess. But I'm like, I don't think that they're trying to hide anything. I think they're just kind of going through the motions of the plot.
Yeah, exactly. And then using the gags and using the comedy between Anne Hathaway and Steve Carell and The Chief, which is played by Alan Arkin.
He's hilarious in it.
Who's very funny. Yeah. So I just love the part where The Rock staples a piece of paper to David Koechner's head.
That's awesome.
Were you the last one to use the copier? Whack.
I was going to do that to you when I came in the door.
Yeah.
In the magical studio in the sky.
Probably would not have been the wisest thing to do.
But it would have been funny.
It would have been funny.
I didn't have a camera, though. If I had a camera, you would be so have staples in your head.
So if you come over to the Magical Studio in the Sky to record in a week in the future and you have a stapler and a camera, I should probably be defending myself at that point.
Only if I got a piece of paper.
Only if you have a piece of paper. So just a stapler and a camera.
I could be doing anything with that.
Right. You could be... Nope. Can't think of anything. What else are we going to talk about with this?
No, that was pretty much it. Did you like the original? Did you ever watch the original Get Smart?
Yeah, I have the whole thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's
not
open
yet. You've got about 5 million DVDs that you haven't watched.
I've only seen a little bit of it, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, it's just, it's kind of silly.
Did you miss it?
Did I miss it?
Did you miss it not being on TV?
No,
I miss it by that much.
It definitely was not on TV any time in my life.
Not even on reruns?
Maybe, but
I haven't seen reruns.
I don't sit around and watch, like, I don't sit around and flip through TV. Like, so I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, did you watch that episode of Seinfeld on TNT?
What kind of person are you?
I watch movies.
But you watch the whole Seinfeld series.
And I like long walks on the beach.
Okay.
I don't know. You asked what kind of person I was.
Oh, I'm just curious. You like? So, we don't even have.
I would rather pick up Get Smart on DVD and watch the whole series on DVD. Mm. Be able to go through the whole thing.
Like Battlestar Galactica.
Perfect example.
Have you watched all the Battlestar Galactica?
I am all the way caught up.
You're caught up.
Crazy shenanigans in that show.
Yeah. Who do you think the last Cylon is?
What?
Who do you think the last Cylon is? I asked you this a while back.
Mm.
I'm just trying to fill time because
I don't know.
At the end.
I don't think the last Cylon exists.
The last Cylon totally exists.
So, anyways, you're great of Get Smart. Your rating.
Oh, me?
Yeah. What the hell did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it kind of rocked.
Kind of rocks. I'm gonna go kind of rocks as well.
So you're agreeing with me.
I am agreeing with you. When we come back, we're gonna talk about box office. You are listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
22 miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh yeah.
And now it is time, as it is every week at this time.
You say it's so smooth. Are you trying to seduce me?
The box office. God, no. I have no interest in.
You don't want a piece of this? My body's made for pleasure.
Nope. No, you're wearing a shirt with hamburgers on it. So
just two.
No, I would not like any hamburgers.
Would you like these hamburgers?
Nope.
How do you like these buns, baby?
I would really like to talk about the box office.
You like to muster my hole with a genie, babe?
Terrible. See, now you have to explain that, because otherwise no one's going to know what in the world we are talking about, because it's something that happened off the air.
Yeah, but that's the fun part.
Right.
People feel like they're left out.
If you go to YouTube and you type in, what was it again? Indian videos subtitled. We were doing research for the Love Guru.
I don't know what the thing was, but I can tell you what the... I was on YouTube, and yeah, you found this video of... there's this. They do is they take
Michael
these videos.
Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah, they take these videos from India. And if you don't know anything about Bollywood, the Indian market is like hugely, hugely into movies, and they have tons of movies, and they have tons of small productions and that sort of thing. It's apparently a huge, huge deal, and that's why you see so many Bollywood movies in Bollywood reaching out by Hollywood, because that's a huge market.
Right.
And somebody had done.
That's why they adopted Richard Gere.
Yes, and. Do they adopt him?
I don't know.
Did they change his diaper? Do they burp him after he eats?
I just think it's fun to assume that they've just adopted Richard Gere.
There we are. But yeah, you put up this Indian version of Thriller, which is a really, really low budget, crappy version of Michael Jackson's Thriller. And it's not like they take Michael Jackson's Thriller and just do a video to it. They rewrite the song. And
it has all kinds of funny subtitles.
Yeah, and so they're singing in whatever language. It is, because there's there's 9 million languages in India.
Sure.
It's a very, there's a lot of dialects. And,
in America, we have regular American English and hillbilly.
Yeah. And Ebonics.
Well, I mean,
hillbilly, Ebonics, and what the people in the news talk, I guess.
What?
Like Tom Brokaw. Your orphan tool. Fat guys at the movies or whatever.
Okay.
I completely went off.
Yep.
Anyways. So what they do is there's this people out there who will take these lyrics and they sound like the language they basically make a translation, but they make it whatever it sounds like in the language.
Mm-hmm.
They pretend.
It's really hard to explain.
It's really hard to explain, but it'll be like blah, 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 and they make words that sound like what it says.
In English.
Yes. So like Thriller, whatever he sings, he sings girly man, but he's not singing girly man. He's singing something in his language. Which probably means something really cool.
But we translate that into girly man.
Yeah, girly man. And there's another video that we linked off from it. If you go to the YouTube page.
Yeah, we're going to put this one in the show notes.
This is totally going to the show notes. Okay. And it's really ridiculously hot Indian woman.
Yes.
Singing and dancing around. And it sounds like she's singing, "May he poop on my knee."
Right.
And then, "May he mustard my hole with a genie, babe." Which makes no sense. Right. I don't even know if that's obscene.
We can't even tell if we should not be saying this on the radio.
Yeah, but...
That's how confusing it is.
But it's funny. There's also one called the Indian Nipple Song. I've never heard this one. Let's play that.
No, we got to move on to the box office.
You don't want to hear the Indian Nipple Song?
No, we'll listen to it after the show.
Okay.
It'll be great. It'll be fun times that we'll bond and whatnot. Let's talk about last weekend's box office, since we did come here to talk about movies, right?
Okay, yes.
Fair enough. Kung Fu Panda came in second.
Mm-hmm.
The Incredible Hulk came in first. You are still playing it, aren't you?
No, it's the Indian Nipple Song. Just I fart. Ha. 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 She's laughing, apparently.
This must be a Paula Abdul song.
There's no lyrics. It's not fun one. See, another one where the girl's totally hot. Nipple, nipple. This is that girl that Richard Gere got in trouble with kissing, didn't? No.
No. She's not a singer. She was an actress.
Everybody's a singer.
Okay, fair enough.
She's like the Hillary Duff of India.
She's like the Hillary Duff of India. What does that even mean?
I have no idea. Who's the one who was in Pride and Prejudice? She's like ridiculously hot. That's the one he kissed, isn't it?
It's not Shilpa Shetty, is it?
Who? No. Who was the one he kissed?
I have no idea.
Am I irritating you?
Hold on, let me go to my favorite website, defamer.com, and look it up.
No, okay. But anyways, these are some of the sexy song, Tunic Tunic Tun. There's a guy named Buffalax who does it, which I don't know what that is. Is that like a laxative for buffaloes? I don't know. There's one called Naughty Naughty.
Shilpa Shetty is her name.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Was she in? Then that's who it looks like she's singing the nipple song. There's a Superman video. Oh, that's awesome.
We really are not. Shouldn't we be talking about?
Okay, we'll move on.
We'll move on to box office. So last weekend,
if anyone's listening to us,
right? Last weekend we had the Incredible Hulk come out to a successful $55 million release.
That's right.
It's pretty solid. Kung Fu Panda in second. The Happening was the exceeder last week.
That sounds
exceeding.
Now that sounds obscene.
What?
I will exceed you all over the place. Do you like to be exceeded?
No, stop it. It exceeded all the expectations.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Wake up. Wake up.
I'm sorry, we started talking about The Happening, and yeah. I fall asleep.
You didn't even see it! You are such an idiot.
Anywho, it made $30 million.
Yeah.
People only thought it was going to make like 20 at best.
I saw $18 million as one of the predictions, which when I saw it, I went and saw a midnight show of it. And it was packed. It was sold out. And that's when I'm like, you know, this might be doing better than everyone says it's going to.
Right.
And what I found is people, M. Night Shyamalan is an incredibly polarizing director.
People dislike him.
Yeah, you either love him or you hate him. And, or rather, you either are okay with his stuff and above, or you hate him. And there are people who just, if you dislike him, you really dislike him.
Right.
And what I found is, you know, even like box office analysts, like there's a guy named Steve Mason who I'll read his box office stuff now and then, and he just railed upon how much he hated his movies.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this sounds like he's getting a little too personal, you know, and he's like, he wants it not to do well.
Right.
You know,
he's mad because M. Night Shyamalan wouldn't like sign his notebook or
didn't
something.
Screen his movie because he was offended because he's Hindu. I don't know.
Is Steve Mason Hindu?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if Shyamalan is either. He was born in India. Okay. Maybe he's the one she's singing about may poop on her knee.
Well, I guess if you ask some people, he poops on cinema.
Sometimes. Okay. But yeah, there you go.
I can't back that up. I didn't even see The Happening. I just find it more fun to make fun of things than I do to be like, oh yeah, it's probably good.
That's why you don't have a girlfriend and I'm married and have three kids.
I don't.
Ooh, did I just get really personal?
I don't
that?
Really know if that's even close.
No,
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Although I would not like to have three kids. Let's just be official there.
Okay.
Just because.
Just because why?
Just because I don't.
I'm letting you hang out to dry because you hate children.
What?
Because you hate children. Neil Miller, yes. Child hater.
Some weeks I am a child molester, and some weeks I am a child hater. Well, I suppose, you know, I'll go with hater.
We all have to have hobbies, apparently. So if you like to switch it up now and then, you either love them or you hate them. I guess that's the way it works.
This segment, we could just pretty much get rid of this segment, because this segment is just not topic whatsoever.
Your mother is going to hate me for this segment.
I hope she skipped this one.
She loves me.
She does love me. So I'm told.
She thinks I'm lovable and cuddly.
I don't know about the cuddly part.
That's what she wrote in my yearbook.
Because you are that old. Oh, da-dum-dum.
Whatever. You just called your mother old.
Well,
you are in trouble.
I'm 24.
Your mother is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Okay.
So leave it at that.
Let's not talk about my mom anymore. Let's talk about next weekend's box office. We have Get Smart and the Love Guru. This is kind of a tough one.
Oh, not for me.
But Get Smart, I think, is in good shape.
Get Smart's moving, it is tracking ahead of Love Guru.
Well, it's in like 1,000 more theaters, mm-hmm. I found out just
but
now.
The stuff I'm seeing is that it looks like it's going to be about $10 million, if not more, than
right.
Love Guru is getting a relatively soft opening weekend prediction.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I think, if anything, my biggest, I haven't seen The Love Guru, but I have to say there's a lot to be said for a trailer. And if a trailer's any good or not,
determines whether the movie will do well.
Yeah. And I just thought the trailers were terrible for this. I didn't find them very funny at all, but I didn't even find them like something where people would laugh. When I saw The Happening, I think they showed a trailer for it. I've seen it in the audience, and you don't get the uproarious laughter in it.
Right.
You know?
But it, I mean,
is it one of those things that they just couldn't put all the stuff in the trailer?
Yeah, because it's a movie, like I said earlier, it makes you very uncomfortable with it. What movie were we talking about? Was it Zohan that we were talking about how it takes the joke and it just didn't go far enough?
Yeah, at times. You saw a lot
the
of
Love Guru,
Sandler's butt, though.
The Love Guru goes way kind of over the line.
Yeah.
But
it's only rated PG-13.
On purpose. Yeah, it's all innuendo. Okay. It goes over with innuendo, and it really goes out of its way to make the audience uncomfortable. And I think there's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't be able to put into the trailer because it's not... They're not like 30-second hit jokes.
It's
they're running gags across the whole movie. Okay. So,
except for the short jokes.
Except for the short jokes, and I mean, there's a whole thing with Justin Timberlake's character.
That looks funny, actually. That was
the whole smuggling a schnauzer thing is only one small piece. There's also a huge,
I would imagine it'd be a big piece.
Well, I mean, it's a big. I'm sure. But there's this huge, like, running Celine Dion joke through the movie that, I mean, anytime you can bring Celine Dion in and make fun of her, I'm going to buy a ticket.
I think we're going to run over. There's something outside the magical studio in the sky.
Because maybe
somebody who pays
Hindu
rent at the magical studio in the sky isn't letting the air conditioner on.
Well, yeah, it's expensive.
Okay.
That's just how it is. It's all expensive to run the air conditioning.
How many Blu-rays did you buy this week?
I didn't buy any. I don't buy movies.
I know. They send them to you for free.
Yeah. Studios pander to me.
Okay.
Because I'm on a show with you.
That has nothing to do with it. They don't sit there and say you have
to
deal.
Kevin Carr. We're going to give you all these free DVDs and hopefully he'll mention one.
Oh, you smugly take a drink. You're like, I got him.
Yeah.
I so nailed him. I made him sound like he was just mean, and he called me a child molester and a child hater.
What are we predicting this weekend for these movies?
Get Smart, somewhere in the high 30s. Kung Fu Panda number 2. Incredible Hulk.
Hulk number 2. Kung Fu Panda.
I think Kung Fu Panda and Hulk is going to be kind of a dead heat.
And then
because there's still no kids movies out.
This is also true.
Next week, WALL-E is going to completely bulldoze Kung Fu
everybody.
Panda. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So when we come back, we got internet only segment. We're going to talk about some random news that we would like to make fun of. And we're back to do the internet only segment here on Fat Guys in the Movies. And Kevin is still watching random videos of hot Indian women.
Well, this not very hot. It's got this. It's Indian Superman, and he's got an S on his shirt, but it's like all over his chest. It's like huge.
It's not like the actual Superman.
No, and this thing looks like it was made like in the 60s,
right?
But I'm sure it was made like 2 years ago. And it has it. Of course, it's an Indian Superman, and he's flying with a woman dressed as Spider-Man.
A woman dressed as Spider-Man.
Makes no sense.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. Well, cool. Now they're dancing. Oh, this is cool. And they're not dancing well either.
Right.
This looks like it was something done in somebody's backyard.
Awesome.
Oh, this, you have to watch this. I will put this on the show notes. Wow.
We really just don't have anything else to put in the show notes this week.
Just watch this. This is bad. There's another one called... this looks like it's got a hot chick in it. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Those are the biggest stone boobs I've ever seen in my life.
Stone boobs?
This is from a movie. I don't know. Okay, sorry.
What are you talking about?
Wow. What is going on? It's amazing. YouTube, you just kind of swerve around, and there's this woman wrestler with enormous boobs. Deborah versus Nicole. Who are they? Okay. Anyway, sorry. Got boobs.
Wow.
Boobs.
That's all I have to say. Anyway, so I got some news topics for us. Since we don't have a top 10 list, we have one that's going up on Film School Rejects over the weekend that is part of Secret Agent Week that Kevin is writing, but we don't. It doesn't fit in the show anymore.
No, nothing fits in the show.
Well,
I think you can agree with me on
really
that.
It's really a
one,
terrible
right?
statement in the sense that you're right. Nothing fits in the show ever.
Did you're smuggling a schnauzer?
Smuggling a schnauzer. But I do have some news topics, and the first one I would like to say,
holy,
and this is more of a
cow.
Statement than a topic.
Yes, go on.
That Megan Fox was interviewed by MTV the other day, and they asked her about what kind of direction Michael Bay is giving her on Transformers 2,
mm-hmm.
and the whole of it is just look hot.
Did you write a news story on this yet?
No, not yet.
I think the title should be Shut Your Mouth.
What?
You're just be hot. Oh. Because she's...
Right. That was actually one of the things in my list of the 8 things we need to see from Transformers 2.
That's true.
More Megan Fox looking hot. Michael Bay must listen to me.
I don't think so.
But I think this also proves that Michael Bay is a director that gets it.
Finally. What? You can't say he got it during Pearl Harbor.
Well, I think we just need to let Pearl Harbor go.
Island.
Let's let it sink.
The island.
The island wasn't that bad. Scarlett Johansson, just look hot.
Yeah, but he tried to do a cerebral movie.
Well, I don't go into any of his movies, cerebral or not. I don't try and think about them too much.
Okay,
so
there you go.
But I thought that was perfect direction for Megan Fox.
Megan Hot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood would be the one to say, "Shut your mouth," right? Isn't that what he said to Spike
yes.
Lee?
Speaking of Spike Lee. Also is attached to a movie called The Time Traveler. He's going to co-write and direct the movie. And the title for the article that was written on our site was Spike Lee Wants to Make Time Travel a Reality. And I wanted to add to that so that he can take Clint Eastwood back and show him that they were black soldiers.
That's right. You know, though, what's his new movie?
Miracle of St. Anna.
You know, I'm offended by that.
Why?
Because there were white people who fought in World War II, too.
I'm sure the white people get killed. I mean,
but that's what I think is so funny is that he, because Spike Lee's an idiot. I mean, he's a talented filmmaker, but he is just so filled with just how much he is like thinks the man's out to get him, and he makes so much money. He's like the richest guy who thinks people are out to get him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Him and wow, this woman's hot on this Indian Tomb video. Holy cow, this is worth watching. Anyways, back to Spike Lee. This is the ludicrousness of his sort of attack on Clint Eastwood. He attacks Clint Eastwood because he's like, you made a movie about World War II that didn't show any black soldiers, which I can't remember whether there were black soldiers but the people who it was about, who put up the flag, were not. I don't know. Maybe there was one that was supposedly somebody's like, oh, here, use this piece, and he was black. I mean,
right.
But. The main characters, the people who got all the public attention, there was an Indian, an American Indian.
Adam Beach is not
totally
white.
But, okay, totally white. Is he sort of gray? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they were all gray. It was black and white.
Such a racist. Anyways, but so then Spike Lee's like, I'm going to show him. I'm going to make a movie that's just about black people. And you're like, well, wait a minute. That's not very... I mean, if you really want to, you know, lead by example and show a movie that shows... the spectrum. Don't sit there and say, well, because you did one that I think you did too much on one side, I'm going to do one that's way on the other side.
Right. I don't know if that's exactly how it happened.
It is. It's totally. I watched it. I was in the room.
But sure, we'll go with that for now. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the Vicky Cristina Barcelona trailer, mm-hmm. which we watched before the show.
This Indian Tomb video is way hotter
God,
than that.
God, man, you...
Dude,
stop
you
watching
need to
videos.
See this. I'm watching it, but I'm listening. You check email during the show all the time.
But it involves this is the movie with Javier Bardem and Scarlett Johansson and Penelope mm-hmm. Cruz in a threesome.
You know what?
I think it's just important to highlight that part of the film.
But here's the thing: it's directed by Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Who's
gonna wuss out when it comes to the sex scene?
Yeah, it's like gonna be his movies are so pedantic. I'm not a big Woody Allen fan. I think mm-hmm. he's done decent stuff now and then.
Right.
But his movies are just so just kind of put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm sending you this video.
Nice. From across the table.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. In watching the show, first of all, I just have sex with Scarlett Johansson and move on. Because she's been in like his last like 87 movies.
Right.
And it's just, I'm getting tired of seeing her. Part of it, I'm not a huge Scarlett Johansson fan. Yes, she's hot. She showed up naked in my bedroom. I'd be like, don't wake the wife.
Don't wake the wife.
Or wake the wife.
See, that's the only problem with having a wife and kids.
I didn't say don't wake the kids. We can lock the door. No, but anyways.
She shows up in my bedroom. It's just me and her.
Yeah, until your roommate comes in. What's up? Oh, Scarlett Johansson. How are you doing? And she'll be like, hey, he's in better shape.
Wow. You may not make it out of here.
Really? Alive. What are you going to do? I'll just outrun you.
I have a stapler.
But do you have a piece of paper?
I don't need a piece of paper.
Anyways, the thing is, this she's in so many, she's in all his films, and she's not that great of an actress. She's okay.
She's better with less clothes on.
She is, and she's hot. But I just really think it's going to be like, there's that one scene in the trailer where she kisses Penelope Cruz, and I think it's going to be
big stuff.
You're going to watch it in the theater, and you're going to be like, that was it. You know?
Okay.
I mean, he could surprise me, but Woody Allen is just... He'd be like, they would kiss, and then they would, like, whine about their therapists for, like, a half hour.
Fair enough. Right, so, but I will say, I would love, if you've seen the trailer, and if you haven't, go to filmschoolrejects.com and go to the trailer section. We've got it up for you. I would love to just be able to walk up to two hot women, and without there being the exchange of any type of monetary...
Which is how you usually do it, right?
I suppose this is how I would have to do it, and just be able to walk up and be like, I would like to take you away for the weekend and drink fine wine and eat good food, and then all of us can make love.
Well, first of all,
I wish I could do that.
It's a movie, so I don't think anybody is able to do
that. Javier Bardem could probably do that, though. I mean, he's a good-looking dude.
Well, yeah, now, but I think if he was a good-looking dude who, you know, worked in a factory, don't think it would work. If you walked up and... What did you just look at? Are you looking at the Indian woman that I showed you?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, those are large knockers, aren't they?
For a stone,
she's got some stones on her.
Dude, the Easter Island guys probably go crazy for this babe.
Go about halfway through, and then like it's
loading.
Yeah, the woman takes her clothes off, and it's awesome.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, we'll definitely put this on the show notes too.
Yeah, sure. What were we talking about? Javier Bardem.
Yeah,
he's pretty much my hero.
He'd be like, I'm Javier Bardem and I won an Academy Award. Let's have sex.
And let's have group sex.
That's just totally going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's Javier Bardem.
I know.
But if he was like Javier Bardem's twin brother who didn't win an Oscar, he's like, I can change your oil in 30 minutes or less.
Right.
They'd be like, yeah,
because
I don't
Javier
think so.
Bardem's brother is obviously a mechanic.
I guess so.
There's just nothing else that he could be.
I don't know. He'd be like, I could deliver a pizza in 30 minutes or less, too.
Oh, wow. You know who else could do that? Peter Dinklage.
Oh, totally.
He could just walk up to anybody and be like, I'm freaking Peter Dinklage.
I think Peter
Let's
Dinklage.
Let's go do it.
I think Peter Dinklage, when we go to Comic-Con, we got to track him down. Even if he's not at Comic-Con, I'm sure he lives in L.A., get him to come down, and he'll be with us, and we'll just ring in the chicks with Peter Dinklage.
They'll be like, "Oh, so cute."
We'll be Peter Dinklage's wingmen.
I don't think he needs wingmen. I mean,
I know he doesn't, but we'll convince him he does.
He is a force of nature by himself.
Peter Dinklage
is a force of nature.
Yes,
I think
he's like The Happening. Originally, they were going to end The Happening, and they're going to say, why are all these people killing themselves?
Because of Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Obviously.
Peter Dinklage came to town.
I mean, I knew that, and I didn't even see the movie. Oh. So, last thing I got for you is that Ali Lohan is going to star in a remake of Troll.
Yeah, for a rare instance, a Lohan girl actually wants to be inside of a troll instead of having a troll inside of her.
We need to go to a break.
Are we going to a break already?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
as every show must end, it is time to do a little wrap up.
Yeah, nobody's with us now. We have killed this show.
Yeah, the show's dying. I mean, if you are listening to us online and you got all the way through that horrific box office segment,
had nothing and then to do with box
made
office.
It through the purely juvenile internet only segment, and still during the last break, we're like, you know what? I want to hear what they have to say about DVDs this week.
Because it can't be any worse.
You are a true fan. you have a high level of tolerance. You are perfect for any abusive relationship. So,
there you go. If you want good radio, don't listen to this show.
Yeah. So let's move into our DVD roundup. The slow reaction time every week.
Sorry, that was my impression of Indiana Jones. He's getting a little old, and he's like, let me get the whip.
We should get the real whip.
I know. Oh, I tested that out on your roommate.
I know, but we should get that and to do the sound.
Go get it. No, I'll talk over it. Go get it now! Now!
We'll do it next week.
No, I'm not going to be here next week.
Brian
go get it now.
It
no,
week.
No, I'm not going to let
it's at.
You will find it.
It's magically
it's in a box.
Oh, crap.
Anyways.
Anywho. So, picks of the week, I'll start, I suppose, since I'm already talking.
Okay.
Mine are Be Kind Rewind, which is a movie that I really liked from Sundance, and then I really liked when it came out in theaters. And over the course of it coming out in theaters and more people that I know seeing it, everyone else was
not the
press. Less and less impressed than I was.
Well, and that's when they pulled the screenings.
Yeah, so I still thought it was a good movie.
You know what I remember most about Be Kind Rewind was how you were telling the story about how you were at Sundance and these two incredibly gorgeous girls had these signs that were like, we'll do anything for a Be Kind Rewind ticket, and you still went and saw the movie.
Right. Yeah, in my defense,
Jack Black gave him tickets.
Jack Black gave him tickets. Nice. The other movie was one that I haven't seen yet. It's Chaos Theory with Ryan Reynolds. It's a film that Cole, our writer Cole, saw when it came out in theaters. It never released here in Columbus, I don't think.
No.
But he loved it. Thought it was one of the better movies he's seen all year. So very excited to see that.
That's the Twilight guy on our site.
Yes.
He's the one who loves Twilight.
He's the one who's going to be getting dates at Comic-Con, keeping up.
He's going to get attacked by the Twilight moms.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine with me.
That'd be awesome. We'll have video. Is my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say for my pick, The Nude Bomb. Now, this is a little known movie. I think it got.
And this is not an adult film.
No. It's the original Maxwell Smart movie. Back in 1980, they did a live action. A big screen Maxwell Smart movie, The Nude Bomb, in which Chaos creates a bomb that blows up clothes so they can corner the worldwide clothing market. And despite having...
I have to go buy this now.
it's an awesome movie. And it's weird because there's somehow... Well, obviously the chief, I think the chief had died. The guy who played the original chief had died, so they had somebody else playing that. And they switch up sort of his Agent 99. He's not with Agent 99 because I think he got married in the original series and that sort of thing.
Right.
They sort of ignore certain parts of it. But they still have... who is it? The agent that hides everywhere that Bill Murray plays?
Agent 13.
Agent 13. Yeah. And it's just a funny movie. It's Maxwell Smart. It didn't do very, it bombed. It did terrible at the box office.
Didn't they change the title of the movie?
They changed it. You may have seen it on TV as The Return of Maxwell Smart. And they changed that because they were afraid that censors like local TV guide people weren't going to run the nude bomb. Yeah. We're going to be offended by that.
Whereas if we ran a TV station, everything would be the nude whatever.
We would rename him everything to be the nude. Yeah. Sweeney Todd would be nude people killing each other.
Right.
Even though there's no nudity in Sweeney Todd.
It would be either that or every title would have to end with ladies.
Sweeney Todd, ladies.
Let's go watch Juno, ladies.
Let's go see Enter the Dragon, ladies.
Ladies.
Ooh, that sounds very inappropriate.
Sounds good. I like it.
Let's move on to the stinker.
The stinker is an easy one this week.
Yes, we have come to an agreement. That Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins.
Yes. Close runner-up to Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins is My Mom's New Boyfriend, in which...
What's wrong with Your Mom's New Boyfriend?
No.
Shut your mouth about Gerard Butler.
The movie in which Colin Hanks is...
Not killed?
The son of Meg Ryan.
That's kind of
And Antonio Banderas plays the boyfriend.
That's just weird.
Just not... even close.
Nobody ever heard of this movie.
Yeah, straight to DVD.
I think in my review, when I did one for radio, as I said, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins was yet another cinematic nail in
Martin Lawrence's career coffin.
Yeah.
So, cool.
That's it.
That's about it. All Wrapping right. up our reviews, I saw The Love Guru and I said it kind of rocks, and Kevin did not, unfortunately, see it. Not that he didn't try.
Yeah, I'm abstaining because God has made it hard for me to see it.
You make it sound so sexual when you say it like
abstaining?
That.
Abstaining? That has nothing. That's in fact nothing sexual about abstinence.
Fair enough. And then we both saw Get Smart, which you said
kind of rocks,
and I said kind of rocks as well. Although I'm leaning towards a little bit of. A little higher.
You just don't want to agree with me.
No, I think I liked it more than you did. I get the feeling I did.
Yeah, consistently. So, but it was still good.
Yes. Next week on the show, we've got
Wally.
Fat Guy number 3, Brian Gibson, on the show with me. Kevin is going on vacation. And we're going to talk about Wally and Wanted. And, of course, if you're in Columbus, don't forget about the Wanted screen that we're doing. Go to the video store and get your passes and whatnot. We got details on filmschoolrejects.com. You can also find us fatguysatthemovies.com. You can email us fatguysatfilmschoolrejects.com. You can get us on iTunes and you can give us a call 614-388-8735. Until next week, hasta luego.